for time.
对于那些已经在我们教会待了一段时间的人。
And see how worship team, young and old, have grown. You know,
看到我们的敬拜小组有年轻人，也有相对年纪大点的人，而且在这其中人员不断的壮大。
And we really.We experience God's grace.
我们真的很完全地体会到了神的恩典。
In our worship services. So today we're going to share from that wonderful book of Esther.
今天我们要来看一本很精彩的书，那本书是《以斯帖记》。
Let's see if this works here. Yes. Okay. And to begin, we'll read just three verses.
在开始之前，我们会读《以斯帖记》里面的其中三节经文。
I'll read in English, and Isabel can read in Chinese for us. In Esther chapter 9, verse 20, Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar.
以斯帖记九章二十到二十一节，莫迪改记录这事，写信与亚哈随鲁王各省远近所有的犹太人，嘱咐他们每年守亚达月十四、十五两日。
As the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy, and their mourning into day of celebration.He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor.
二十二节，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安，转忧为喜，转悲为乐的吉日，在这两日设宴欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。
And tomorrow, if you go to Chinese school.
如果明天你是在中国或者去中文学校的话
You should know
你应该知道明天是一个什么样的节日
端午节
It's Dragon Boat Festival
And I remember when I was a young boy in Hong Kong in a, at that time, kind of a fishing village called Sau Kei Wan
我记得当我还是小男孩的时候当时在香港我住的那个地方叫沙基湾
I always look forward to this day
我总是非常期待端午节的到来。
Because I know my mom will be making some delicious 粽子。
因为我知道我的妈妈她一定会自己亲手的去包很好吃的粽子。
And you know, Sau Kei Wan is near the sea.
我住的那个地方沙基湾区呢是在海边。
So I look forward to watching the dragon boat races.
所以我也会非常满心期待想要看赛龙舟的场景
You know, every nation or actually every ethnic people group have their annual celebrations
每个民族或者说是每个人类的一个小团体他们都会有每年度的节日或者庆典
And these celebrations commemorate important events to the people you know, to remind us of events of the past
这些庆祝、这些节日都是纪念曾经发生的历史上的事件或者过去的伟人。
And it also keep alive our hopes for the future.
并且这些节日都是对未来有希冀性的。
And special activities and food associated with each celebration.
与这些庆祝相关的特别活动或者食物也特别的为这种节日增加了一份浓郁和纪念性的画面
And, you know, when you walk in, as I walk in this morning, and I smell the flavor of the 粽子
就比如说今天早上我来教会的时候我一进来我就闻到了粽子的香气
I'm back in Hong Kong, Sau Kei Wan 50 years ago, as a little boy
就仿佛带我回到了50年前我在沙基湾还是那个小男孩
So I remember the past, but yet I also remember, you know, have hope.For the future, when I can continue to celebrate.
所以你看，这样一个场景让我回到了过去，但是同时我也知道我在未来有这样的盼望，可以继续这么的去庆祝。
And the Jews are no different than the Chinese people. They have their annual celebrations, and one of those is called the Feast of Purim.
犹太人和中国人其实没有相差很远他们跟中国人一样有一年一度的节日在这些节日里面其中有一个就是普尔节的盛宴
And that really is the story of Esther
其实土耳其真正它的相关的意义就是以斯帖的故事。
And each year, the Jewish people look towards not just one day, but a two-day celebration of the Feast of Purim with great expectation.
他们每年所期待这个普尔节并不是只有一天，而是每年有两天，而且这两天期间，他们都会带着非常的很多的期待去参加这个节日。
And it commemorates the deliverance of the Jewish people from an evil person called Haman.
因为就是这个节日，他们纪念的是如何从哈曼邪恶的阴谋中被解救出来。
I'm going to skip. We're going to have a slideshow of the story of Esther, but I think I'll just summarize it for you. So make it easy for Jimmy. Okay.
我们会有一个幻灯片，是大概的去讲述了以色列这个故事。
Yeah, we're not going to use that. I'm just going to tell the story.
但是我们只会大概的去告诉大家一个大纲。
Now, this is a time when the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon or in Persia.
当时很多年前，犹太人被流放在了波斯国度和或者在巴比伦王的国度。
And the Persian king called Xerxes, he decided to put on a big feast to show how rich and how powerful he was.
当时波斯的国王亚哈水乳王他就大摆筵席，想要给世界去证明他是多么的富有。
And at that time, his queen was named Vashti, and she also had her own banquet for the ladies of the court.
当时亚哈水乳王他的皇后是叫瓦什提，瓦什提当时他也自己设了一个筵席，是专门给宫里面的女的。
And at the end of the king's feast, he asked or commanded his wife, Queen Vashti, to come and show her face.
当时他们在筵席在中进行到中途期间，亚哈水乳王就叫他的皇后瓦什提去到他的那个筵席的房间里面，去展现她的美丽。
Queen Vashti was probably as pretty as my wife Irene.
可能当时瓦什提的美丽可以跟我的太太相媲美。
So the king wants to call, you know, his queen to come and show her off to all the, you know, the officers, the rich people of the country.
正是因为瓦什提有这样的美貌，所以国王亚哈水乳王想要让他的太太来到众人面前，去展现他是拥有一个多么美丽的太太。
But Queen Vashti said, "No way, I'm not coming."
但是瓦什提皇后就拒绝了亚哈水乳王的命令。
So King Xerxes says, "So you're not going to be my queen anymore. I'll show you."
因此亚哈水乳王非常的生气，他就罢免了皇后瓦什提的。
Because he said, you know, if my wife treat me that way, and you know, she doesn't want to obey me or her husband, you know, that would not be a good example for all the other wives of the country.
亚哈水乳王觉得说，皇后拒绝当面拒绝他的这么一个事件，并不会在整个国家里面设立很好的例子，很好的风范。于是他就把他罢免了。
And so he decided that he's going to hold a beauty contest and select.Another queen.
然后国王就开始了一个全国性的选美比赛，去选一个新的皇后。
And then Esther, even though she was, you know, a Jewish person, through her uncle Mordecai, was eventually made queen, the new queen of Persia.
虽然以斯帖她是个犹太人，但是因着自己的美丽以及叔叔莫迪改的帮忙，她也被选上当成了皇后。
And at that time, Haman, he was the second in command in the country.
当时国王手下最大的宰相是叫哈曼。
And he wanted everybody that comes by him to bow down and, you know, pay respects, honor him.
作为宰相，他希望全国上下都对他十分敬重。
But Esther's uncle, Mordecai wouldn't do it.
但是以斯帖的叔叔莫迪改并不愿意在哈曼面前屈躬哈腰。
He would only bow down to the one true God.
他只会在真神面前去弯下自己的心。
And because of that, Haman convinced the king that these people are no good. They're out to rebel against you. So, you know, he got the king's permission to kill.All the Jewish people.
因此，哈曼非常生气，他就去到王的面前，去说这群犹太人并不是在你的国度里面会有任何好的影响。他就希望王颁布一道法令，去把所有的犹太人都给诛灭。
Yeah, but with the help of Mordecai and Esther, the situation was turned totally around.
但是，因着以斯帖和莫迪改的 帮忙，整个情形被完全的翻转。
The king remembered how Mordecai saved his life one time.
因为国王记得莫迪改曾经救过他的一命。
In fact, it turned out that he had told Haman to honor Mordecai by taking him, Mordecai riding on a horse going through town.
当时因为莫迪改曾经救过王的一命，王还专门跟宰相哈曼说，你去牵莫迪改骑的那匹马。
And at the end, Haman was the one who was killed, who was hung from the gallows that he built for the Jewish people.
当时哈曼为了想要杀死犹太人，他专门 建立了一个像机关一样的，就是希望犹太人在上面被吊死。但是故事的结局就是哈曼在上面被吊死了。
And then the king gave permission for the Jewish people to defend themselves and kill all of their enemies.
而且国王在最后甚至还颁布了一道法令，说是要允许犹太人去杀死他们自己的仇敌的。
And that's why even to this day, the Jewish people celebrate.The Feast of Purim.
那就是为什么到今天犹太人他们还是会庆祝普尔节，会有这样的延期。
他们没有种子，也没有这个 Dragon Balls. Okay, all right. But they have their special food and special activities.
他们没有粽子，没有龙舟，但是他们有自己特别的食物，以及自己想要去有纪念意义的各种小物品。
They bake something called the ears of Haman, and they eat those.
他们有一道甜点叫做哈曼之耳。
And then they have these noise makers, and every time they read the book of Esther, the name Haman comes up. They make a lot of noise to drown out Haman's name.
他们也做出这样一个吉轮，每当他们要读经文的时候，一读到哈曼的时候，他们就会转这样一个吉轮，去用这个噪音盖过哈曼
的名字。Yeah, this one has Haman.Leading the horse with Mordecai on it.
这是其中一个吉轮，它上面还有当时历史情景的这么一个
绘画。I was going to buy everyone one of these, but then I found out it cost me $6 a piece.
本来牧师想要给大家每人买一个，但是六美金一个挺贵的。
So when Haman's name came up, they would boo and hiss and make these noises to drown out the name of Haman, and so hated.
So 当时他们就会。发出各种声响，或者说是用这样一个吉轮去摇出这个噪音，去把哈曼的名字给淹没，来表达他们是多么讨厌哈曼。
Yeah, and they also would put on a play of the story of Esther and dressed up as the character they like.
他们也会进行各种戏剧的表演，去重现当时的历史情景。
And in a way, you know, when Esther was queen.You know, she had put on two feasts, invited Haman to the feast.
当时在历史的事件当中，以斯帖她专门举行了两次的筵席，两次都请了哈曼到场。
And the reason is that she used those feasts to reveal to the king the truth about Haman.
以斯帖是利用这两次筵席的机会去揭露哈曼真正的阴谋。
So really, when we look at the whole book of Esther, you know, we could, you know,memorize or understand the story if we remember all the feasts in the book of Esther.
如果我们去整本以斯帖记去看的话，我们都会大概的知道整个筵席的目的是什么，而且有什么重要的元素在里面。
And when we just read at the beginning, Esther chapter 9, there are three things that the Jewish people do during this Feast of Purim.
如果我们刚刚去看以斯帖记第九章的话，我们发现普尔节有以下的这三方面。
There is to be feasting and joy.
其中它一定会有设宴欢乐。
And they are to, like we do at Christmas time, give presents to one another. Except it's mostly food.
会像圣诞节一样，他们会彼此馈送礼物，而且大多数时候这些礼物是食物。
And also to give gifts to the poor.
他们还会周济穷人。
And of course, they also read from the book, the scroll.
他们当然也会去读他们曾经的书卷。
As I said, there's many, many feasts in that book.
在书卷里面有很多的筵席。
I went through that and I listed the ones I, you know, that were in there.
然后我专门还列出来所有的筵席。
You know, so the king put on two feasts to show, you know, and then the queen had her own feast, and then so forth and so on.
刚开始有亚哈随鲁王的两个筵席，接下来有王后瓦什提的筵席，然后等等等等。
And our church, Chinese church, food is very important.
在我们华人教会里面，食物也是一个大头。
We don't have to wait every year, you know, until the Feast of Purim or you know, or during 端午节 to have a good feast.
我们不是一定要等到端午节或者普尔节等各种节日，我们才会大吃一顿。
We don't need a whole lot of excuses. We love coming together and just feasting, you know, on each other's food.
作为我们的传统，我们很喜欢大家一起聚到一起来，好好的吃喝。
But let's look at those feasts in the book of Esther and what were their purposes.
但是如果我们去看以斯帖记整本书里面提到的筵席，
oh, for the king, King Xerxes, you know, he was the, you know, the emperor of the greatest empire at that time in the world.
亚述鲁王当时是世界的霸主。
So he put on these feasts in order to exalt himself and to indulge himself.
所以当时他摆设这些筵席的目的是为了提高自我和在其中放纵。
And also Esther put on the feast when she invited Haman, as I said.
以斯帖她当时摆设这些筵席是为了邀请哈曼到当中，并且当面揭出他的真相。
And the purpose was so that the truth be revealed.
这样呢，才能让国王真正知道事情是怎么发生的。
And of course, today the Jewish people celebrate the Feast of Purim.
当然，今天犹太人他们摆设筵席是为了去。
And to commemorate the deliverance from extermination, total annihilation at the hands of Haman. So think about it, when we invite someone to our house for dinner,
再想象一下，如果我们请别人来到我们家中，
what is our purpose?
我们的目的是什么？
To show how wealthy we are.
是为了去展现我们的财富吗？
Or how good of a cook we are.
还是去展现我们的厨艺？
Or is it for something else?
还是说其他的？
Is that the, you know, for the truth to be revealed, that we are believers of the truth of the news, the good news of the Lord Jesus?
还是说去揭露真相，或者是揭露我们相信的真理？
Or is it for us to give thanks and to show how we, you know, love God and the fact that we appreciate how he had delivered us from our sin.
还是说我们这么去摆设筵席是为了去向神献上感恩。
So celebration in itself is meaningless unless God is in it.
所以庆祝自身并没有什么很大的意义，除了神在里面以外。
Which of these feasts would you say is the most where you have the best food?
你觉得在这么多的筵席当中，哪一个筵席会有最好吃的食物呢？
I think it would be the one of the king.
我想一定是亚哈水鲁王所摆设的筵席上面。
Right? You know, he invited 126, you know, in, it was 180 days.
他的筵席当时摆设了180天。
You know, when you read about in the Chinese history, you know, Qing Dynasty or whatever, you know,I don't think any of the emperors would have a 180-day feast.
如果我们看中国历史的话，我不觉得当时秦始皇啊、唐朝啊或者其他朝代有任何一个朝代有一个国王是摆设长达180天的筵席的。
But let me ask you, which of these feasts is the most meaningful?
那让我来问一下你，这几个筵席里面有哪一个是最有意义的呢？
I think it's the one where God's grace is celebrated.
对于我觉得最有意义的是真的能够在其中去庆祝神的恩典的那个筵席。
And also they were to give presents of food to one another.
同时他们彼此之间有馈送礼物。
And in the book of Esther in chapter 2, there was a mentioning of giving of gifts, and that's the only time that it's been mentioned.
在以斯帖记二章十八节中间有提到馈送礼物，而且也就是在这节里面，仅仅在这节里面有提到这个传统。
And this is because Esther has been made queen.
当时之所以有馈送礼物，是因为以斯帖被立为皇后。
You know, the king's pride was hurt when his, you know, former queen Vashti refused to come to the banquet.
王骄傲的自我因到之前那个皇后瓦什提对他的拒绝受到伤害。
Now she has a new queen that's even prettier than Queen Vashti.
现在她有个新的皇后以斯帖，比之前的皇后更漂亮。
Now that he can show her off.
她现在可以去展现新皇后的美丽。
Call his noblemen and officials to come to the banquet.
所以他就把他的手下还有其他国家的元首都邀请到这个宴席来。
And to give gifts liberally, lots of gifts.
去庆祝并且很大方的去馈赠。
In comparison, when the Jewish people, when they celebrate Purim, what do they give to one another?
相比之下, 犹太人他们庆祝普尔节, 他们互相之间是给什么呢?
There cannot be anything more ordinary than just food.
他们之间的礼物馈赠, 相对来说非常日常, 他们也就是互相给食物而已。
And what did you bring today, this morning, to give one another?
今天早上你们来到这里, 互相馈赠的礼物是什么呢?
Food?
食物吗?
Or something else?
还是其他的更好的东西?
So the significance of the gift exchange was not how much they cost or how lavish, how you know they are.
所以真正馈赠礼物之间的重点不是说礼物有多么的奢华。
To the Jews, the most important thing was that remember the day that Esther, the Jewish lady, was made queen, and later she helped save all of the people.
对于犹太人来说，这种馈赠礼物的习惯，也仅仅是用于纪念以斯帖被立为皇后这个历史事件。而且正是因为她被立为皇后，因此犹太人才会有之后的救赎。
And maybe it was a demonstration by giving each other food, you know, their love for one another, and to demonstrate their unity.
也许也正是他们这些礼物的馈赠，来展现了他们人与人之间的爱，以及他们民族的合一性。
But ultimately, I think they give each other food to simply remind them that they are still alive.
但是最终的重点, 我想应该是他们,
are you alive?
彼此庆祝,
are you reminding one another that you are alive in Christ?
我们今天有没有互相的去提醒, 我们在主里面是新造的人, 有新的生命?
You can't eat when you're dead.
因为如果你的生命不在的话, 你怎么可能会有...
Giving each other food reminds them that they are alive because of God's grace.
彼此馈赠礼物是互相在提点说, 因为神的恩典,
they are alive to enjoy each other's love and generosity.
因着我们存活, 所以我们可以彼此享受之间的爱和之间的馈赠。
Third thing, they are to feast and to have joy, to give food to one another, and also they are to give to the poor.
他们除了宴乐和彼此馈赠食物之外,
you know, even in the laws of Moses, giving to the poor is a very important part of those law, that law.
在旧约摩西律法里面都提到了帮助有需要的人是很重要的。
God reminded his people, you know, even when they were in the wilderness, that there will be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and toward the poor and needy in your land.
甚至他们在旷野之中，神也提醒他们说，原来那地上的穷人永不断绝，所以我吩咐你说，总要向你地上困苦穷乏的弟兄松开手。
And that's why this Eugene Chinese Christian Church will not just be a church for the Chinese people in this town of Eugene.
这就是为什么我们教会不仅仅是会服侍在这个整个城市里面的华人。
Because there are poor and needy people outside of the Chinese community.
因为在华人社区以外，我们也会看见很多穷苦的人。
And an important part of the celebration, the Feast of Purim, is to give gifts to the poor.
在普尔节里面有一个很重要的一点，就是我们要去周济穷人。
When you are harvesting in your field, and when you overlook a sheep, do not go back to get it. Leave it for the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands.
你在田间收割庄稼，若忘下一捆，不可回去再取，要留给寄居的与孤儿寡妇。这样，耶和华你神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
It's always more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更有福。
Especially when we give to the poor and the needy.
特别是在我们给有需要的穷苦人。
Remember Esther, what was she before she became queen?
在以斯帖成为皇后之前，她是什么身份呢？
Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah. That's the Jewish name for Esther, whom he had brought up because she had what? Neither father nor mother.
以斯帖之前的名字叫哈达沙，他当时因为没有父母，成为了孤儿，是他的叔叔莫迪改领养他长大的。
Esther was an orphan.
他是一名孤儿。
in a foreign land.
她在一个外邦的城市。
You know, this girl who was also known as Esther was lovely in form and features, and Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died.
这女子又容貌俊美，她父母死了，莫迪改就收她为自己的女儿。
And you wonder why giving to the poor is so important part of the Feast of Purim.
你可能会想说，为什么在普尔节这两天的盛宴里面，周济穷人会是那么重要？
Because Esther, their future queen, was an orphan.
因为他们皇后以斯帖曾经是一名孤儿。
And Mordecai showed pity on her.
正是莫迪改具有这样的同情心，收养了她。
But if you read the book of Esther, you will not see the word God or prayer mentioned anywhere.
但是如果你把以斯帖记从头到尾都读一遍的话，你会发现神或者祷告这样的词句并没有出现。
And some very important Christians in throughout the history felt that the book of Esther does not belong to the Bible.
在历史的长河里面，有不少基督徒都觉得以斯帖记并不应该放在圣经的六十六卷书里面。
So we ask, where is God?
我们可能就会问说，神在哪里？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Well, he's here.
神在这些历史的。
God is here in history.
他在历史当中。
Because after the event in Esther, Jewish people, some of them went back to Jerusalem.
因为在以斯帖记载的事情发生了没多久，有一部分犹太人回到了耶路撒冷。
Those whom God had preserved, that kept alive, they went back. They left the good things of Persia, even though now their Jewish queen Esther, you know, has the favor of her husband.So things should be pretty good in Persia for the Jewish people.
尽管波斯帝国皇后是犹太的女子，而且这名女子也得极大的受了王的恩宠，但是也有一部分小部分的犹太人，他们也回到了耶路撒冷，忘记他们在波斯所能可能享有的荣华富贵。
We Chinese people here, is this country good for you?
那我们当中有很多的华人，这个国家对于我们来说是多么美好吗？
Would you do anything to stay here?
我们会竭尽所能留在这里吗？
What if God called you one day after you've gotten your college degree, after you've gotten a successful business to give all that up and go back to China?
如果有一天神呼召你，你会愿意放弃你的大学学位或者很成功的生意，回到你的祖国吗？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
In your life.
在我们的生命里。
Right now.
现在在这一个时刻。
God was in the Jewish history.
神在犹太人的历史当中。
If you look at the Bible, nowhere else is the name Esther mentioned outside of the book of Esther.
如果你看圣经的其他书卷的话，以斯帖这个名字并不能找到。
And Mordecai was mentioned only again in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
但是莫迪改这个名字在以斯拉记和尼希米记都有被提到。
Where is God?
神在哪里呢？
God is there.
神在这些经节里面。
God is there.
神都在历史里面。
Now these are the people of the province whom came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Yushan, Mispar, Bigvai.Rehum and Bana.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。他们是同住所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼西米、西莱亚、黎莱亚、莫迪改、地山、莱米斯拔。比格瓦伊、利宏、巴拿回来的。
When you have time, go home and look up the meaning of these names.
如果你有时间的话，你可以回家。
And you will see that God is there.
你会从这些意思中发现神真的是在。
God is working through you.
神透过我们每一个人都在工作。
That's where God is.
这就是神所在的地方。
Where are you?
你在哪里呢？
I found a scale of good to evil, good and evil.
我找到了一个排序表，是从坏人和好人中的排序的。
The most good people, the best people, start with Mother Teresa, the founding fathers of this country, Gandhi.
这个好人坏人的排序表呢？他好人那里最上面写的是德雷莎修女，还有美国的开国元勋以及甘地。
I would argue about the next one, my pastor.
我可能不太赞成下一个说的是我的牧师。
That must be a mistake.
我想那可能是打错了。
And then me and family members.
然后接下来排序可能就是我们觉得自己或者我们的家人。
Substitute teachers.
可能父母觉得代课老师。
Slow drivers.
然后觉得是路上开车开很慢的人。
They're getting really evil. IRS auditors evil.
然后有人会觉得说美国税局的审核员是坏人。
Osama bin Laden evil.
觉得本拉登是坏人。
If you're from Cambodia, Pol Pot.
如果你是在柬埔寨，你知道柬埔寨高棉时期发生了什么事情
的话，你会觉得当时的总统是坏人。And the most evil person ever lived in history, Adolf Hitler.
然后这里排序说历史上最坏最坏的人是阿尔道夫希特勒。
So did the Jewish people live happily ever after, you know, after Esther became queen? No.
那在以色列成为皇后之后，犹太人他们是从此开心快乐的幸福生活下去了吗？没有啊。
You know, Adolf Hitler, what was he famous for or infamous for?
希特勒他最著名的地方是什么？
Who did he hate the most?
他最讨厌的是谁？
Chinese people?
中国人吗？
You okay? So how many Jews did he order killed during the Second World War?
在二战的时候，希特勒一共杀害了多少的犹太人？
Who knows?
有谁知道？
Marvin. Six million. At least we could account for maybe.
历史上能记载
Six million.
历史上能记载的也只有是600万这个数字。
So how would you rank those main characters in the book of Esther from good to evil?
如果这样看的话，让你去重新把以斯帖记中间看到所有的角色，重新把好人坏人中的排，你会怎么排？
We all will say, "Thank God, I am so much better than Haman."
我们可能会说，感谢主，我们不像哈曼那么坏。
Think again.
我们再好好去想想。
How would God rank you, a sinner?
如果神来排序这么一个好人和坏人的排序列，他会怎么样去把我们的罪放在哪里？
How would a righteous, perfectly righteous and perfectly holy God rank us?
一个完全圣洁、完全公义的神会怎么样的去排序我们？
If Haman anywhere along, you know, his life had realized that he was a sinner and he confessed, then God will.Place him, call him righteous.
如果哈曼他当时能够有这么一个时刻，能够意识到自己是有罪的，自己是罪人的话，神还是会去原谅他，会洗净他的罪。
Last Friday, I took this picture.
这幅照片是我上周五照的。
What do we do on Friday?
我们周五都会干嘛呢？
We read the Bible just like the Jews, you know, when they celebrate the Feast of Purim.
我们周五的时候都会去研读神的话语，其实就像以色列犹太人他们庆祝普尔节的时候一样。
And then we feast and we have joy.
我们会一起吃喝，我们会有喜乐的时光。
And we give food to one another.
我们彼此馈赠食物。
And I'm told we need more people giving food to one another.
我现在最近被告知说，我们可能需要更多的食物。
We kind of lost the purpose of Friday night.
有的时候去想，不禁会觉得说我们会失去了你周五的目的。
Oh, that way I don't have to bring anything.
有人可能说，哦，我就吃少点，我就不用带了嘛。
And once in a while, a homeless person walks in, and we give to the poor.
有的时候我们当中可能会有无家可归的人来到，我们可能也会盛上一盆食物给他们送去。
So the feast of Purim for us is every Friday, my brothers and sisters.
所以如果你们现在我们教会里面的话，你会发现我们每周五好像都是在庆祝这么一个普尔节。
We don't have to wait once a year.
我们不需要像以色列人那样去 犹太人那样每去等每年一次的普尔节。
So a true celebration is this.
所以一个真正的庆祝是什么样的呢？
It commemorates God's grace and mercy of the past that He has saved us from our sin.
一个真正的庆祝是纪念神过去的恩典和怜悯。
And it expects God to fulfill His promises in the future that the Lord Jesus will come again.
真正的庆祝会期望神未来应验他的应许。
A celebration is done in the present.
一个庆祝会在现今这么一个时间段。
We celebrate always in the present.
我们永远都是在现今这么一个时间。
But it's so that we remember God's grace of the past.
我们如此庆祝是为了纪念他在神在过去。
And so that we have the assured hope for the future, but it's celebrated in the present.
因此我们才能去对未来有着确切的希望但是我们不能忘记的是真正的庆祝是在当下这个时刻发生的
And that's what the Lord's Supper is
这也是我们主餐真正的意义
It's a celebration
这是一个庆祝
And it's a celebration that's far greater and better than the Feast of Purim
这个庆祝比普尔节更伟大更庄严
because Jesus has delivered us from the power of sin
因为耶稣把我们从罪中拯救了出来
it's far more important than being physically delivered
这个拯救比肉体的生命的拯救更加美好
even those of us who may be fighting very bad diseases
可能当中在座的各位 有在跟病魔做斗争的
But we have that eternal hope in the Lord Jesus.
但是我们在主里面会有永恒的盼望。
He is the King that's hosting this feast.
他是主办这个庆典的王。
And he has turned defeat into victory by his resurrection.
因着他从死里复活，这场征战我们有个完全的胜利。
And he has turned our sorrow into joy.
他把我们的悲伤变成喜乐。
And he has given us the gift of fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
他给予了我们在圣灵里面的交通。
And we have his compassion for the poor.
我们得以拥有对穷乏人的怜悯心。
And we look forward to that greatest of all feasts.
我们得以满心期待这一场最伟大的盛宴。
The feast to come in heaven.
这一场在天堂会被举行的盛宴。
The marriage supper of the Lamb.
这场羔羊的婚宴
When the Lord Jesus received his bride, which is the church.
这场婚宴就是耶稣会接受教会作为他的心腹
That is the significance, I believe, of the book of Esther and the Feast of Purim.
我相信这就是普尔节真正的意义以及以斯帖记所要表达的信息
And that's why today you may notice we're doing the Lord's Supper a little bit differently.
所以你现在看台面的话，你可能会发现我们今天的圣餐会有点不一样。
Every Friday when we have the potluck, people are getting more smarter now. They line up before you even pray. Okay.
现在大家都越来越聪明了，就有的时候礼拜五都还没祷告，说大家已经排好队。
Last week I assume that the leaders of the church asked you to all prepare. In my prayer weekly prayer letter, I asked you all to prepare. I put a picture on the Facebook.With the cup and the plate to remind everybody.
上周，如果你有看我发出来的邮件，或者说你有看我们教会的那个 Facebook page 的话，你会发现我就很早就让大家去好好预备自己了。
So throughout the week, have you been expecting with great joy and thanksgiving of coming here?
在过去的一周，我们有一个很喜乐的精神，有一个非常感恩的心来到主餐面前吗？
To the feast that is prepared by the Lord Jesus.
就是去来参加这一场耶稣真正为我们预备的盛宴。
I can't wait until I line up to come to this feast.
我都等不及想要来到这个盛宴桌前了。
Okay, in order to prepare, I'm going to have Edison come up.
为了预备，我们请 Edison 上到钢琴这里。
It's a hymn in our hymn book.67.
我们可能会一起来唱在赞美诗圣诗书里面的第67首。